Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Harold Stewart, the city manager of the city of Knoxville. And Harold, we had a pretty simple city council meeting last night. You guys got a lot of that work done, I think, at that work session a week ago leading into the meeting. So things went fairly smoothly. But first of all, congratulations on being officially sworn in. How did that feel?
It felt great. I guess it feels a little more final now. Ultimately it's been nice to be here for the first month and to get the feet on the ground and those kinds of things, but it is nice to officially be sworn in and makes it feel a little more permanent now.
Sure, absolutely. And one of the things on the agenda yesterday was the proposal for EMS billing. This is something that was brought up at a city council meeting a few weeks ago. You guys discussed it at the work session, I believe.
Yeah, we did. We did discuss it at a work session, and basically the discussion revolved around, you know, how much staff time that takes, costs, those kinds of things, the success we're having with collecting on those bills and those kinds of things. And so the recommendation of staff was to look at contracting that out, because one, that'll help control costs, it'll help maintain consistency, it'll free up some staff time for other needs within the organization, as well as it should hopefully also increase the success rate on the collection of that, which means that the taxpayers overall in general bear a less burden because they're not paying for other people's bills that they're not paying.
So. Now, and first, I mean, we got a lot of ways to go. You and I believe you, Mike Roberts, worked together to form this contract, or not the
RFP, the request for proposals. Yeah. So we've basically outlined what we're looking for, set some of the minimum criteria of what we're looking for. That'll be advertised out. And then interested companies will respond with that information, and then staff and I will review that information. It's basically like interviewing for a job. We look at criteria and those kinds of things, determine who we feel are the best candidates, and then invite them in for a face-to-face interview with staff. And we'll ask some follow-up questions and verification and those kinds of things, and then we'll give a recommendation to the council who we feel is the best company to do that service on behalf of the city.
And what's the time frame on that?
You're looking probably 3 to 4 weeks. I think the RFP the proposals are due back by the 12th, and I think we wanted it on that first council meeting in August. Let me take that back. I think it's the second meeting in August that the council will have a recommendation before them.
Okay. And just to not to look too far ahead here, but that will mean that you will not be able to pay your bill anymore here at City Hall for those services. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Eventually, the council did discuss last night some interim solutions, you know, whether staff could help people make payments online or over the phone. We'll definitely look at that and consider that. But ultimately, though, to pay that bill, you would contact this company either via phone or on the website to make that payment or mail it in. The city of Knoxville would not come into City Hall to pay that bill.
So there will be some education probably going on, yes, with the city through. Okay. And then also starting to advertise for a deputy city clerk / administrative assistant position coming up here. Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Yes. Well, we recently had a vacancy here at City Hall, and so we're looking at what's the best use to replace that position. And so ultimately, we need someone that can serve as a backup for the clerk when they're not available. For whatever reason, whether that's vacation or personal leave or whatever that may be, sick leave, we need somebody that's cross-trained to be able to fulfill those duties in time of need. So that'll be the primary function of this new position, is to be trained to fulfill those responsibilities and to help alleviate some of those responsibilities from the current clerk. That being said, we also had some need for some administrative support here internally to several positions, and so this position has also been structured to allow that support. Doing a lot of assistant or secretarial or clerical responsibilities, such as, you know, filing, preparing letters, being a center point for making sure that things are getting done and that kind of thing. I think also important will be is establishing a work order system, so hopefully when citizens call in with issues that need resolved, that we have someone that can specifically track that and make sure that things are being followed up on and that those issues are being resolved and taken care of. I think that'll be another key piece as well. So I also look to have this position probably assist us as a member of the development team. So when developers come into the city hall, that they're the first point of contact, and they make sure that information is being assembled out to the rest of the staff, and that communication is making it back in a timely fashion and making it back to the developer. So we're not standing in the way of a development, that we're trying to make sure that happens as quickly as possible.
Okay. And also during that discussion, you also brought up some concerns, some comments about this way that the city salary is structured for city employees right now, specifically non-union employees. Can you go into a little bit what you discussed last night with the council about that?
Yeah, typically what you find in cities, and it's not just local government, it's usually state and federal government as well, you know, there's a lattice of salary ranges. And then, so you establish the salary ranges, there's a minimum range, there's a minimum amount and a maximum amount, and there's a midpoint. And so the position is evaluated on its criteria, responsibilities, educational skill level, that kind of thing, and it's assigned a specific salary range. And then when you're looking to hire somebody into that position, you have an established salary range. You have a minimum that you can pay them, and then you have a maximum that they make as well. And it's designed to basically pay the employee what that job entails and what the market demands that that position is worth. But there also needs to be a maximum and minimum set there. And it just helps for equality purposes, to make sure that employees are being paid the fair amount, but it's also done in a way that the costs are held in check for the employer as well. And it's a system that's been used for a long time. I think we have it to some degree here, but just not to the level that I feel that it needs to be. And so I'll be doing some work to, one, establish what those salary ranges are, to determine where our position should be within that lattice work of salary ranges, and then make a recommendation to the council of what that means and how that looks. Ultimately, what you want is when you hire a new position, let's say the new deputy clerk position as it comes in, you know, we would be looking at, well, what's the appropriate salary range for that position? Well, if you go through and you evaluate it on the criteria of what's involved in the job description, then you have a salary range identified, and then you know basically about what we can look for to put that position in for, what it starts out in pay, and that'll be assessed on the individual's experience, history, skills, and everything else.
All right, thank you very much. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville has been Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.